under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome into the second hour on this Wednesday, June 5th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us a day late this week, normally on Tuesdays in this segment, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pick Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What a day yesterday. Man, technology, you love it when it works, hate it when it doesn't, but man, we've put it together, we fixed it, we're on today. And I wanted to ask you a question specifically about your case. You have filed your appeal. I know they have, I believe, what, 21 days to answer or respond. What's the process going on through the appeal process there in your lawsuit against the health department?
Well, at this point, it's another set of briefing deadlines. So we have 56 days to put forth our brief. Then they have 56 days to respond, and then there's a 21-day period after that.
So that process flips, yeah, on an appeal. Normally it's 21 days to respond, but these briefs are the ones that have to be put together first, you're saying, in the 56 days.
Correct. And For both parties, it should be relatively simple. There shouldn't be any new arguments presented, right? You more or less have to bring the arguments that were made in the lower court, have to be brought through to the Court of Appeals. I can't all of a sudden interject either. There's no evidence necessarily in this case because it's all constitutional things that are happening, right? So they can't introduce a new argument all of a sudden. So it's just the same boring arguments that they basically lost in the lower court. They're going to try and now convince a three-judge panel at the Court of Appeals that Judge Hunter was actually wrong.
Okay, so on that point, why do the rules allow for such a long 56 days from your side, 56 days from their side? Is it concurrent, the 56 days? Do they run simultaneously, or are there two separate 56-day periods?
There's two separate 56-day periods, is my understanding.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if here's the question. If you're not introducing new evidence, if you're not introducing new arguments, then why the heck is the time so long?
You know, that is a really good question, and I would have to suspect that, not all cases are similar to this one. And I think the reason why they put those rules into place is because there are a lot of instances where there could, you know, this is a relatively simple argument that we're making. Now, in constitutional terms, it isn't as simple, but with regards to procedure in the Court of Appeals, you know, here's an example. I just have some friends that are in the Court of Appeals on a custody case for their child. because actually Judge Hunter, they didn't like the ruling of Judge Hunter either and are now appealing it to the Court of Appeals. And they had to put down a $20,000 retainer with their attorney just to even have the conversation at the Court of Appeals. So I have a feeling that those 56-day increments are there in order for attorneys to have enough time, not just briefing period, right? So there is a lot of things that go into these briefs. Now, you can't necessarily introduce new argument, but you can definitely bring in newfound precedent, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay, so you do more research.
That is what I have a feeling, at least in our case, that they're going to need. Not necessarily us. We've been doing this for 4 years. We've briefed the Court of Appeals once already. We've briefed the Michigan Supreme Court already. So we're pretty much just changing the headline on our briefs and reintroducing it to the Court of Appeals.
Got it. Excellent. Okay, that takes care of that first point of questioning I have for you. We're going to take a short break. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. I want to ask you a quick question about the case too, with regards to the other case that supposedly the attorney stood up and said had already been briefed in the Michigan Supreme Court. Can you explain that to the audience?
Okay, so what happens if you lose in the Court of Appeals? Either party has the right to take the next step up, which is the Michigan Supreme Court. Now, what happens there is you apply for the Michigan Supreme Court to hear your case. And that is simply all that has happened with the T&V Associates case. Now, I tried to tell that to Matthew Cross, who, by the way, has been replaced as counsel for the health department.
Oh, he has.
He has. Yes.
They didn't like the rookie who slept at the Holiday Inn Express.
Exactly.
Okay, so they got a more seasoned attorney on the case now?
And I got to look into this a little bit, and I'm not sure how exactly it happened, but this is now a firm out of Grand Rapids, I believe, and they are also involved in the Let Them Breathe case, which is the school mask mandate against this same health department.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to look into exactly how they were able to replace Matthew Cross and his firm, because allegedly his firm has a, quote, Court of Appeals appellate division, I think he said.
You're right.
Because Matt has zero cases heard in the Court of Appeals. So that may be a part of the reason why they replaced him. But I'm not sure exactly how that contract works with our local health department. But
now the Let It Breathe people, that case originated out of Gaylord as well.
It did. It originated out of a meeting that I held with local school parents right after school had started the, what was it, 2021.
Right.
And our local health department director decided on her own, using no science or data whatsoever, to put masks back on the school kids, which we now know there's absolutely zero evidence that masking school kids had any kind of positive effect. In fact, it's now being said it had quite the opposite. Terrible,
sure.
Terrible effects.
Yep.
So we're seeing these things come around. But with T&V, back to your question,
right.
T&V is simply on application. The Michigan Supreme Court has not indicated one way or the other that they're going to hear this case. So T&V could be stuck there, which is okay because it's a published opinion which affirms Judge Hunter's ruling. So that's okay. We would prefer that case go to the Michigan Supreme Court, or what we would really have had preferred was that the Michigan Supreme Court take our case from the original state health department. This now gives us an opportunity to introduce those same arguments that the state health department was desperately afraid of. So now we get to bring those arguments in front of a three-panel judge for them to hear. And if we don't like that ruling, then we get to go to apply to the Michigan Supreme Court as well.
Now, one of the things in looking the lawsuit over for the T&V Associates, I think a problem could arise. Again, I'm not an attorney, but because they had to shut down, they literally lost so much money and attorney fees and fighting this case, not staying open for business. They, I believe, aren't they either bankrupt or debunked? They're no longer in business, acting in business. Would the Supreme Court, in your opinion, maybe perhaps say, well, there's no basis because they're no longer in business. Is that a possibility?
No, that has been actually ruled on. And that was part of the earlier case in the lower court. They were saying that, sorry, this case is moot because the business is no longer doing business. And the argument against that was, well, okay, then all the state has to do is pressure a business into bankruptcy, and then they can no longer file a lawsuit. That would be the precedent that would have been set by the lower court ruling. Thankfully, they got into the Court of Appeals, and Court of Appeals said, no, that's not how this works. Just because they're out of business now doesn't mean that they don't have a claim then. So there is precedent to knock that out. And there's actually another case out of Ottawa County with their health department that actually also knocks down that mootness doctrine as well. So
gotcha.
That's a great question, but it can easily be overcome now.
Got it. Yeah, because of what you did to them, you forced them down. Unlike you, where you stood up and fought them, you stayed open, you know, like your logos, your slogan says, you know, risk it for the brisket. You fought them. You stayed open. You had to pay your employees. You had to pay your bills. So you were able to continue the business very successful and earn enough money to retain your attorney to fight these guys. This is basically how you did it compared to what T&V Associates did.
Correct. And it is my understanding. So Rivercrest Catering was the DBA that T&V Associates was using. Now, my understanding is they are doing business again, but I don't think it's either under T&V or Rivercrest. So those folks have got back into the food service business, thankfully, but just not in the fashion that they were before.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. As this case goes forward, now that they have this new attorney and it's the same firm that's handling the Let It Breathe case, are these outside attorneys? These are not actually attorneys for Dana Nessel, the Attorney General's office. Am I correct in that statement?
You are correct. The state attorney general's office has not weighed into this case yet. Now, we know for a fact that the Health Department of Northwest Michigan, several officials or board members from the Board of Health have reached out, and I do believe that they have a bit of a good argument. These are state statutes that the local health department is having to defend, and the state did use these. Now, the reason why the local health department is having to defend it is because they are the ones that gave me the cease and desist, citing the state statutes that empower the local health directors. So they do have an argument that the attorney general's office probably should be defending this state statute and not, like you said, a local firm out of Grand Rapids. So
Right. Let me ask you this question then. If that's the case, isn't though state taxpayer dollars being used to put up the defense against you? Isn't this coming out of our taxpayer money?
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, honestly, either way, it's coming out of our money, out of our taxpayer dollars. The difference being is it's either going to get spread around by our four counties and those taxpayers that are paying that roughly versus the entire state paying the Department of Attorney General's office.
Either way, we're paying for it.
And that's what I said at the Board of Health meeting.
Right.
With regards to spending taxpayer dollars, and those that don't want to spend taxpayer dollars, which I'm one of them, have to realize the last 4 years, we have all been paying for this lawfare.
Yeah, absolutely. And potentially, Ian, now that the news constantly, I don't know why they're doing this, but the news is constantly talking about this stupid bird flu and trying to, you know, warn us that it's coming and that, you know, it's spreading and now it's into 10 counties, blah, 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 blah. And I talked to Dr. Jeff about it, and he's like, the bird flu? You know, that's not going to kill people. So why are they even talking about it? But yet they seem to want to keep their power and have this option to continue to lock us down, mandate us, do whatever they want to do. That's the only reason I can think they're even fighting you on this.
Yeah, again, it's about compliance. So they're introducing new biometrics, new security measures for all of these farms. And again, yes, you're right. Even when it does jump from cow or bird, the H5N1, into a human, It's allegedly more contagious, but way less harmful. And those few people that have contracted it have gotten over it successfully and very quickly. So there is very little mortality rate, my understanding, for humans with H5N1. So you're right. Why are they going through such extraordinary emergency powers, as they call them, to come into these small farms and large farms and cull all of these birds and these herds of cattle as well? You really have to, I mean, we can go down rabbit holes, but you really have to ask that question about why are they doing that in such a way? And I'm seeing the price of chicken is just going through the roof. And ironically, we're selling more chicken right now than we ever have in our 7 years of being in business. I'm not sure why.
Right.
But that, I mean, beef prices this year start to trend a little bit higher, especially coming into 4th of July and those kind of things. But the bird is the one that we really have to watch. And the way that they farm them is disgusting as well. But that's what they really should be looking at, and not so much having to worry about the biometric security and writing down license plates that come and go off of these properties. I mean, all of this stuff is so reminiscent of the pandemic era mandates that they were putting on restaurants. They're just now doing it to the burden cattle farmers.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow is June 6, 2024. It's the 80-year anniversary of D-Day, and it happens to be exactly 1 month before your July 6 summer event that you're putting on. Tell the folks about what's coming up a month from tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're doing another festival this year. Last year, it was Fuel Fest. This year, we're kind of changing it a little bit. It's still going to have that sort of feel, but we're bringing it more to country music and brisket festival is what we're calling it this year. So we're going to change out the rib eating contest for an all-you-can-eat brisket contest. We've got Matt Ferranti coming back. He was here last year. He's been playing at Toby Keith's bar out in Vegas. He's out touring with the Brett Michael Young Band right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's fantastic. He was here last year. We've got Dave Mead is going to be playing. We got one more act that we're going to sign to play as well. We got the Beer Run, Milk Run for the kids, all right downtown here, right next to the restaurant under that really cool pavilion. We've got a whole block of Main Street is covered here, Court Street, right next to the courthouse, ironically.
Ironically,
yeah.
Where Judge Hunter was.
Yeah. The cool thing is this year it's going to be a completely free concert. Last year we did a ticketed event. This year, since it's out in the open, we just decided to heck with it. We're going to go ahead and do a free concert. We do charge to enter, you know, the brisket eating contest and the beer mile and stuff like that. So you can actually go to our website, ironpigsmoke.com, and there's all kinds of information about Michigan's Country Music and Brisket Festival coming July 6th.
Yeah, and that is a Saturday right after the 4th of July, which is on Thursday. So it's basically going to be the long weekend. But Saturday, absolutely a great day to pick it, to do it. Downtown, that little block basically shuts down for this.
It does. It's pretty cool. The city gives us permission to use the pavilion. Like you said, Saturday this year was Sunday last year. The nice thing is, you know, we kind of shut down because of noise ordinance is around 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And then what happens next is there's fireworks on Otsego Lake. So I wish we could do fireworks downtown here, but of course, you know, the city won't allow that. But
we're
grateful that they allow us to use the pavilion and get to have a party at least once a year. So
yeah, absolutely. And Otsego Lake isn't that far away, and people can leave there and go there and enjoy the fireworks. Pretty good show they put on last year.
Last year actually was very comical. They actually there were no fireworks last year.
Oh no, it was the year before. The year before. Right, right, right.
It was fantastic. Last year the barge sank.
Yes, it sank. It killed, got all the fireworks wet. They couldn't do it. I remember now. Yep. Yes, absolutely. Well, we appreciate that. Again, IronPigSmoke.com has all the information. If you'd like your business to be a sponsor, we'd like you to go to the website, fill out the form, and become a sponsor. The radio station is going to be a sponsor this year, and we appreciate you putting this on and putting it all together.
Yeah, it's a good time. We always try and bring people together. This year with the Brisket Festival, we're inviting all the area restaurants to run a brisket sandwich special or some kind of brisket special, barbecue special for that day. I know my good pals over at the Pine Squirrel down the road, they're going to be jumping in as a sponsor. So a shout out to Tony and those guys. We love them like a brother to me. Those guys are great. So, yeah, absolutely. IronPigSmoke.com. Check it out.
Okay, buddy. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Got it.
All right, man. Bottom of the hour news. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back. This